What's new in business news, June 30th, 2014? Anger over Facebook's creepy secret study. 3G auction found to be corrupt, but regulator urges don't do anything. And rice pledging scheme replaced by loans to farmers. Technology. Facebook under fire over creepy secret study. Facebook has revealed that it secretly manipulated the feelings of 700,000 users to better understand what happens during so-called emotional contagion during a research study for 1 week in 2012. Facebook tampered with the algorithm used to place posts into users' news feeds to study how this affected their mood, all without the explicit consent or knowledge of users. The researchers wanted to see if the number of positive or negative words in messages they read on Facebook affected whether users then posted positive or negative content in their status updates. The study, conducted by researchers at Facebook, Cornell University, and the University of California at San Francisco, appeared in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. The study concluded that emotional states can be transferred to others via emotional contagion, leading people to experience the same emotions without their awareness. These results indicate that emotions expressed by others on Facebook influence our own emotions, constituting experimental evidence for massive-scale contagion via social networks, the study concluded. There were many angry reactions after the online magazines Slate and The Atlantic wrote about it on Saturday. Facebook manipulated user feeds for massive psych experiment. Yeah, time to close Facebook account, read one Twitter message. Others used words like super disturbing, creepy, and evil to describe the psychological experiment. Facebook told users that it did the research to improve service and to make content more relevant and engaging and to understand how people respond to different types of content, whether it's positive or negative in tone, news from friends, or information from pages they follow. The study had been approved ahead of time by an ethics review board. Telecommunications. 3G auction found to be corrupt, but regulator urges caution. A subcommittee of the National Anti-Corruption Commission, or NACC, has concluded that the 2012 auction of 3G licenses involved collusion among bidders at the expense of the state and has passed its conclusions to the NACC's board for further consideration. The national telecom regulator, the NBTC, however, is urging caution, claiming that scrapping the auction could lead to a 3G service disruption. An industry crisis could result, creating a domino effect in the telecom industry, causing legal disputes between customers and operators, or operators and the regulator. The 2012 bidding drew harsh criticism from academics and consumer protection groups that deem the auction uncompetitive and underpriced. The spectrum sale fetched less than 3% more than the reserve price. Critics pointed to two mistakes in the design of the auction. First, allowing each bidder to bid for an equal amount of maximum bandwidth did not encourage competition. Second, setting the reserve price lower than the real value of the licenses was highly damaging once the competition was determined to be lighter than it should have been. Only AIS, DTAC, and TrueMove took part in the 3G auction. The NBTC has dismissed the allegations, insisting the auction was transparent under international competition rules and did not favor any particular operators. Agriculture. Rice pledging scheme replaced by 137 billion baht in loans to rice farmers. The state-owned Bank for Agriculture and Agricultural Cooperatives, or BAAC, is set to offer at least 137 billion baht in low-rate loans to rice farmers for this harvest year as part of the junta's measures to help farmers cope with low paddy prices. As part of the loan program, 17 billion baht will be lent to rice farmers who have silos in the upper north and northeast to encourage them to delay selling paddy, which should prevent the market price from falling further. Some 20 billion baht will go to agricultural cooperatives to buy paddy directly from farmers to process and pack milled rice into bags for sale. With the measures, the Farm Bank expected to slow down sales to 4.5 million tons of paddy. The junta is ruling out cash subsidies such as the rice pledging scheme. The NCPO also plans to stabilize the paddy price for 25% moisture content at 8,500 to 9,000 baht a ton, while its goal for Hommali fragrant rice is 13,000 to 14,000 baht a ton. Paddy rice production for the 2014-2015 second crop is estimated at 28 million tons, with 20 million tons due to be released to the market and 8 million tons for farmers' consumption and rice breeding. This could put heavy pressure on the already sinking market price. Lower rents for farmland and lower prices for chemical fertilizer, insecticide, rice seeds, and rice harvesters could help cut farmers' production costs by 432 baht a rai from an average of 4,787 baht a rai. If the low-interest loan program is included, farmers' production costs could drop by a combined 582 baht per rai. Farmers would then make a 30 to 35% profit if the paddy sales price stands at 8,500 baht a ton, based on production costs of 4,787 baht a rai.